Were you waiting just for me?
Yeah. Now, did I hit the record button? Did it say it was recording?
It just said it was recording.
Okay, cool. I hope I didn't lose one of my signs. I think I just lost one of my signs. I heard a weird noise. Anyway. Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast. Okay, no, I still got it. I had to wait for light to see it. All right, we're still cooking. Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast. Demented
for tonight.
DungeonsandDragons.com. Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers, Mysteria, Legacy, and Dungeons and Dragons. And New World.
Well, tonight will be limited to.
Tonight it will be limited to games, and more games. Game on.
Oh, you mean like those girls who mess with your mind?
Not those kind of games. I mean, I'm sure there are people in the games who will do that. But, they're not that kind of game. So, we don't have to worry about doing the disclaimer because we won't be talking about anything that needs the disclaimer. But if you need to read our disclaimer, it's on every webpage of our website. And if you click the link to the full disclaimer, it will take you to the full disclaimer. And there you'll find the rest of the story. So,
right.
This podcast is brought to you by KCLAManagement.com, where you can check out everything we do there. Anyway, okay, so, the games. Let the games begin!
Right. While you talk about Red Towers and Mysteria Legacy, I'll be playing Mabinugi. Mabinugi.
Well, Mabinugi is a game you can play without playing.
Somewhat. Depends on what you're doing. If you're fishing, you don't really need to be playing in order to fish. You can just fire it up and let it go.
Let her go. Check it every 30 minutes.
Yeah, make sure it's still fishing. Make sure that you haven't run out of bait. Go buy more bait if you have.
Now, I wish Mysteria Legacy had better fishing practices. The problem with Mysteria Legacy is you have to babysit it. Once that fish bites, you got 1 second to hit the action button or you lose the fish.
Now, see, you can babysit fishing in Mabinugi.
Well, with this one, you have to babysit fishing.
Yeah.
I don't fish. I say fuck the fish. I only fish when I absolutely have to have fish in order to do a specific task.
I would like to see somebody figure out. I don't really see the big deal. I think somebody could do a Mabinugi type 3D thing where it still was location based.
Oh, okay.
You know, use statistics about locations to generate where your monsters are going to be and your dungeons and things like that. And
quite frankly, monsters.
Yeah. You know, so.
Yeah, there's monsters in the game in Mysteria Legacy also. But the one you really got to watch out is Chaos. Watch out for Chaos.
Yeah, we're not talking. We're not we're not talking anarchy. We're talking chaos.
Yes.
The
chaos
thing
is basically...
Go ahead.
The thing that's caused by anarchy. Chaos is... oh, yeah, that's for tomorrow's podcast, by the way. Chaos is a computerized character that levels up just like you and me in the game. But it's automatically programmed to go out and do all the things that we need to do. So it does it more quickly and efficiently because it already knows all the rules. Where you have to learn the rules as you play the game.
Well, that's not nice.
Right. And then, but, the nice thing is it is predictable because it's computer. It does certain things, and you can predict what it's going to do. And it won't attack you unless you attack it first. However, it will attack your base. Oh, shit. Red light, red light, red light, red light. Okay. I wasn't sure it was going to stop. Problem with this job is we drive some pretty crappy equipment. But it pays pretty dang darn diddly good. I'm getting $300 today so far, plus hourly pay for waiting 5 hours for them to fix this truck because it had an air leak. But anyways, not too bad. So I'll probably make $400 today, and then we got a big demob tomorrow morning. I'll probably make another, you know, $500-$600 tomorrow. But anyways, chaos. Yeah. So do not fight chaos unless you're 3 times its level. So if you're if it's level 10, don't try to fight it until you're like a level 30 or better. So you're talking about monsters in the game, Mama Noogie?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you just can't really have a role-playing game unless you have some sort of monster or enemy, you know. If it's
the normal
game, it has to be aliens, you know, whatever.
Aliens. Yeah, the normal monsters in Mysteria Legacy is wolves or coyotes, whatever they are.
Yeah,
hornets,
okay.
Polar bears, things of that
so,
nature.
Now, natural creatures, but they're still your monsters.
Correct. And then all the other critters you want to kill because they provide you with certain materials or points or both. But they will fight back if you attack them. Even, you know, well, the roosters that they call chickens, they're not really chickens because they crow. you know, all of them fight back, so be prepared to fight back, or, you know, whatever. Make sure you have good armor. Oh, almost killed it. Die, die. So those are the only two really important games right now, because I ain't playing any of the other ones. Nor
yeah.
Are you.
Yeah, I'm not playing Towers yet anymore. Red Towers.
Me neither. I go there maybe once every other day and destroy some of my own flags. But that's about it.
And some of mine I've noticed because I've been hearing the did-did-did-did-did-did.
Oh, that wasn't me.
Wasn't me. Yeah, okay.
I hadn't been doing yours lately. Actually, I haven't hardly been doing mine. I just go and check out the chat, kind of like with, what's that other game called? Oh, Map Your Empire. Yeah, I'm pretty much the only one there. In fact, Red Towers is so dead that you can say something in chat, go there the next day, say something in chat, go there the next day, say something in chat, and see your feed that you said 3 days ago.
Right. So they killed it.
Yeah, when it was down for a month, it died. That's basically what happened to my website, truckerday.com. It was down for like 6 months, though, or maybe not that long. But after that, it crashed like every other day or every third day, at least twice a week. And we had to go back in and reboot it. I lost all my member activity. And now that I recreated it, I got to rebuild my member activity because nobody wants to come back. They've all gone somewhere else. Maybe found somebody. Who knows? But, yeah.
Yep.
And now I have this thing. Somebody knows my site. And you're like, oh, that site sucks. It crashes every other day. Well, no,
right.
Not anymore.
But it was. And so you need new people to discover it.
Yeah, but I grandfathered all my old members in for life. So if they do ever come back, they got lifetime membership.
Yep, I gotta find some pet dye. I've earned 2 Pegasus for pets, and I'm working on a third one right now, and both of them are pink. Why do Pegasus have to be pink?
Because it's.
One's got,
I don't know,
gray. One's got black armor, and the other one's got silver armor, but they're both pink.
Well, make sure they got black armor so they don't look so girly. But you're kind of girly anyway, so it works for you.
Hey, bite me. Doesn't help that they flutter around all over the place. They take up half the room when you're going through a dungeon. And they flutter around, so you can't see what's going on when they're on top of you. Yeah.
And you want more?
Yeah, because they're actually pretty powerful. They take things out pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
you don't gotta
shit.
See what you're doing.
Yeah, I've learned how to. I've learned how to make them attack the monsters without being attacked first.
Cool. See? I ain't got a see. I got Pegasus. This is
Pegasi. Yeah, I only get to use one at a time, but, you know, when they kill one of them, I can turn around and pop up the next one. And then I got Black Flame Nightmares. I got 4 of those. I earned those a long time ago. Come on, attack. What's up with you?
Well, the good thing about having pink Pegasus is that everybody's got pink Pegasus. So you ain't the only one, and nobody will think badly of you.
Yeah, I'm going to dye mine green if I can. Gonna find
a green Pegasus?
I'm going
to. I never heard of a green Pegasus. I've never seen a green Pegasus.
I'm going to find some pet dye and spend big gold on it.
Die.
Yeah, this game allows you to dye things, including your pets.
Well, when your pet gets killed, doesn't it die?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the other game? Quick blurb on PK. It came out, I don't know, over a decade ago, and it died about a year and a half ago.
About. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I discovered it, and 6 months later it dies. Now, you discovered it earlier, but you'd forgotten about it.
Well, either my phone sucked or the game sucked or both, and installed it from my phone and forgot all about it till you found it. And I was like, I know I played this game before. Sure enough, I looked up my old character, and there it was.
Yeah, from what I understand, though, back when you played it originally, everybody was basically a smiley face. You know, there wasn't...
Yeah, they were...
You know, it was very crude.
Yeah, it was just heads. I think it was just heads. I don't remember.
Gives new meaning to giving head.
Yeah. I don't remember. I'd have to go... I took a screenshot of the time that I was signed up, and I'll have to go and do some homework as to the format of the game at the moment. But I don't really think it was just the head. I think it was more developed by then. It's just that phone was horrible, and it was tiny, and it really wasn't a good phone to play the game on, and then I forgot about it.
Right. Yeah, if I was going to play Mysterio Legacy, I'd have to play it on something bigger than my phone.
You could play it on a computer.
Yeah, I would have to do it on that. So,
and it's actually pretty easy to play on a computer. You just got to learn the keys.
Does it have a keyboard version? It has a PC version?
Well, yeah. It's got, basically you got to learn the keystrokes to do certain things, but it's pretty easy. I was playing one character on my miniature laptop, and I was playing another character on my big laptop while I was playing a third character on my phone.
Oh, wonderful. I just opened up a chess, and there's an egg in the chess. As in a chicken egg. A chicken egg.
Speaking of chicken eggs, this is off subject, but you were talking about getting Dev's eggs last night on the podcast, or maybe earlier when I was talking to you on the phone. I don't remember. I fell asleep on the last podcast, by the way. How long did you go before you gave up on me?
About 15 minutes. And I actually gave up on you about as soon as Ron Paul was done with this deal. And I did my best, but... Well, let's put it this way. Bill is beating me at chess far more often than he should. Because I'm pretty much mentally out of it. If it's not something that I know, then... Yeah, I'm pretty much dead meat.
So did you play Ron Paul or did I?
You played Ron Paul.
Oh, okay.
And the podcast...
That's how out of it
probably,
I was.
The podcast probably has this really long silence from when you didn't hang up.
Correct. It was a two-hour-long podcast.
Okay, yeah. I think I was an hour and a half at most for the podcast.
Okay, so it has a 30-minute blank space at the end?
Apparently.
Okay. That's not too bad. Yeah, I was wiped yesterday. I did... I made $1,000 yesterday. I worked hard. I'm pretty close to $1,000 yesterday. The night before I did... No. I only made like 700. Anyways, the night before I did a whole bunch of truck moves, and then the next morning, I got like 2 hours of sleep, and then the next morning I did a whole bunch more truck moves. And I don't remember what all I did, but I was wiped. And then after that, I found out the child's... Or my company put my money in the bank account the child support had a freeze on, and... I'm out $600. I'm going to have to get a loan tomorrow against my next paycheck. But my next paycheck is going to be a fat check. So, it'll make up for it. But anyway, rewinding back to the chicken egg. You were talking about putting them in the incubator. Why incubator instead of putting them underneath the regular chicken like normal?
Well, no, that's not like normal. That's just it. Most chickens now are incubator hatched. And as a result, most chickens do not know how to raise baby chicks.
Well, yeah, but if we get some birdie ones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, forget the incubators. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we're just going to get started with incubators till we get some birdie in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and some of your incubator hatched, chickens will become broody.
Okay. Well, yeah, because, they might have water in their chart, and they just are naturally mother hens, and they'll automatically, that's just their instinct.
May well be. So.
Because, it's like the difference between you and me, you're naturally more broody than I am.
Yeah. I was Mr. Mom.
Me too, but...
and breadwinner.
Yeah, me too.
Breadwinner and Mr. Mom and, actually, I'm pretty well convinced that my kids thought that my ex was paying all the bills in the end because they didn't see me working. All right, and I didn't work the last year, but I, one of the things that saved me.
I can see how she would have used that against you.
Yeah, well, she still didn't pay any bills.
That's why you lost everything.
Well, yes, why I lost everything, but it's also why I didn't lose anything. Because there was nothing to take anymore.
Sure. You were spent.
Well.
I hear ya. Okay, so back to the eggs. The game.
Yeah. Eggs are a farm thing.
I know. But you found a chest that had a chicken egg in it. What does that chicken egg do?
If you fight a lot, it breaks in your backpack.
Well.
And I probably have a broken egg in my backpack now. Because
it really
fighting.
Does.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. And it doesn't really make a mess, but, it's just, you don't get to use it for recipes. Mabu Ganuti, you can cook things. And, make up recipes and stuff like that. As a matter of fact, they have a special event right now called the Chocolate Tier. And you go into this, you get shrunk down and go into this frying pan. And you fight with special seasonings, sugar, flour, and some chocolate bonbons. And you've got to attack and collect so many of them in order to make the Valentine's treat, basically.
Interesting.
All right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Valentine's is over.
Well, yeah, but the event continues.
Valentine's
it's probably going to be over soon, but you can make. They got two recipes. They got a love chocolate and a hate chocolate recipe, and you're supposed to make five of each of them for the event. And if you help out this character enough in doing her recipes, you get a pet. So it'll be either a Cocker Spaniel or a cat or I forget what else. But anyway, you can get a pet, which is nice. Pets are nice. The more pets you have, the more stuff you can store. This is why I'm going for the Pegasus, because, I name all my large animals Bureau.
I like the two-legged pets.
Yeah, I don't think they really have those in Mabinogi.
Yeah, they do. Your characters, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, the game, Mabinogi, I think, started back in 2004. And I think I started playing around 2008. And when I left my mom's farm, I stopped playing. So I hadn't played for about 4 or 5 years. All right. Your character gains a year of age for every week that it exists. Okay. Now you can be reborn. You know, there's certain qualifications you have to meet to be reborn. One, you can pay for a card and get reborn that way. Or the other way, if your character has gained so much in level and whatever, then when it reaches a certain age, it can be reborn for free. But you got to wait longer if you're not going to pay for it. All right.
Ah, I killed it.
Well, I've got this character that I never reborned it at all. It is now...
What the hell?
It's now 511 years old, according to the game. So it's been in existence for 511
weird.
Weeks. So however, that's what, almost 10 years? Almost. Another 9 more weeks, it'll be... as a character who has been in existence for 10 years.
It'll be how old in 10 years time?
Well, according to the game age, it'd be 520. It's right now 511. So I'm about 9 weeks away from it being having existed for 10 years.
Nice. And that's as old as it is. That's as old as they'll allow it to be.
Actually, they stop your aging at 25, and you get a special title that you can use if you're over 35. But they need to make a special title just for me, because. When you're 35, you can take on the title. Yeah, yeah. I'm probably the oldest existing character in the game. You know, I'm approaching half a millennium according to their game system.
Well, that's perfect for you because you always say on Datelines and social networks that you're over 100 years old anyway. So. That works. Yeah, the other games, I don't think they have ages. They don't tell you, you know. Well, PK used to tell you how old you were by the sign-up date. That's about it. By the way, I'm going to lose signal. So...
You want me to hold the line, or you want me just close out the program?
Hold the line. Call back in as soon as I can, and monologue about games as long as you can until I come back in.
Right. I'll give them a blow-by-blow of what I'm doing in Mabinogi right now.
There you go. And when I call back in, I'll interrupt you.
Yeah, because... You know, talking about what you're doing in a game is pretty much as boring as listening to a D&D player talk about how many orcs he killed in the last D&D session.
Yes and no. What we need to do is tell them tricks and things to look for, things to collect. For example, Mysteria Legacy, you start out in Noobville. Don't leave Noobville. You cannot die in Noobville by other characters. Once you leave, people can and will kill you.
Right. Killing for fun and profit. Mostly for fun.
Yeah, well, profit. Whatever you drop, because if your backpack is full, you lose stuff.
Yeah, didn't they have the ability to kind of do that in PK also?
Well, if they kill you, you lose one backpack. So if that backpack is holding stuff, yes.
Right, because if all your backpacks are full, when you lose the backpack, the stuff falls out.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that now.
So, that's why
Which
we
is
had...
actually pretty cool.
Yeah, that's why we had 1,000 backpacks.
1,000? Is that all?
Well, more than that. But I'd buy 100 at a time for, like, 5 food or something like that. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I know you were doing serious trade in backpacks for a while.
I was doing serious trade in everything. I was the trade master. In fact, here's the thing with the new game. Also, there's no trade hub in the game. There is in Newville, but not in the game.
In Mysteria Legacy.
Mysteria Legacy, yeah. So when you get out of the game, or when you get out of boot camp, if you will, you'll find people that have set up trading, trading booths, if you will, trade posts in their castles or bases or whatever. That's it. That's all you got. You got to go out and collect everything you can or trade with other players at their location if you like the price.
Right. Okay. Well, that's workable.
There's not a central location. However, I mean, unless someone has created one. I plan on creating one. And I'm going to create it at 100 or 100. It's like 100, 100 Northwest. 100, 100 Northwest. That's where I am in the seasonal section, but I don't know this other section. Once I get out of boot camp, I'm going to go explore, but I'm going to start out at 100, 100 Northwest, wherever that is. Am I still on the line?
Yes, you're still on the line.
Okay. So I'm going to start setting up a trade hub in the game if nobody else already has. Well, whether or not somebody already has. And that way I can set my own prices, and if people buy it, great. If people don't, I'll change the price. And whoever's in my kingdom can also buy, sell, and trade. So if you see a place that's got a good deal, come back to the castle, grab some stuff, go over to their place, trade it in, bring it back. Oh, the biggest problem I have with Mysteria Legacy.
Yes.
Is that the rate of decay is too high. If you, you have to put down tiles and build walls on your building, and you have to maintain your walls. If you don't maintain your walls, they crack and they fall apart. But I found a trick. If you put down tiles underneath the wall, the walls last longer, and so do the tiles. Now, the other trick is how to make the tiles last longer with nothing on top of them. Because if you put the only way to store your stuff in your base, castle, whatever you want to call it, is to put them on a certain type of tile. So put down all 5 tiles to test what you can do, with them. Make like a field strip outside of your base, because some of the tiles take forever to rot away. But you can't do anything with them. You can't put anything on them. You can't build on them. You can't nothing. So they're kind of pointless.
Dang it.
They're basically designed to make roads. And that's basically what it'll say. You can't build on a road. if you drop your stuff on the road, it will go back to the earth. There's only three tiles that you can put your stuff on, and they won't go away. I'm trying to figure out which tile lasts the longest, which I think is the black rock tile. But I'm trying to figure out how to make it last even longer. What tile can I put under it to make it last longer? So you got to be careful because your tiles will rot away. And then if you don't have somebody there monitoring the tile rottage, you'll lose your stuff. So make sure you don't put anything valuable on tile that will rot away quickly. And if you put them on tile, make sure you move them around. You know, every time you set, you know, maybe like figure out how long it takes for tiles to rot, which I think it's like a week.
Right. You know? So you got this major maintenance thing you have to keep doing.
That's the biggest problem with the game, is maintenance. But I do have a secret that I'm not going to share on the podcast. I will only share with my kingdom on how to preserve your items the longest. You have to figure that one out yourself.
Right.
Because that's my little secret that I don't know if anybody else in the game has figured out. But it will protect your stuff because people can destroy your walls and steal your stuff. And if they're a very powerful player, they can destroy your walls quickly. So you want to make sure you put up stone walls and multiple layers.
Stone walls.
So when you start out in the game, build you a little tiny square that you can put stuff in. You know, you can put some tiles down, you can store your stuff, you can do some experiments, but make sure it's tiny and build you a really thick layer around it. Well, basically two layers. Build two layers and make sure you can access every brick. And then once you've done that, make one space between that wall and the next wall that you surround your inner wall with. And just basically make layers of wall, two bricks thick. And that will protect your stuff. Now, once you get it built up enough and you start collecting enough material, then you can start building towers and have archers.
So is this the secret that you weren't going to disclose?
No. that secret stays hidden.
Right.
But anyways, this one character, I want to call him Yoda, but it's Yuda, Yuda.
Yuda.
Yeah. They wanted, I wasn't sure. I think it was a guy. At first I thought it was a girl. But they were like, I'm bored in my house all alone. I need friends. And I need friends. And I said, I'll be your friend. And they said, I'm bored in this house all alone. And I said, oh, well, I already have my own castle. or whatever. But I asked them where they were. And they didn't tell me. But they knew where our mine was, sort of. I told them anyway. They came and checked it out, and they said, wow, yours is well protected. And they decided they wanted to move in with me.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that was a gimmick to try to steal my stuff. Because, I was filling things out. And whenever they taught me how to create my kingdom. It really wasn't that hard, but I didn't know how to do it. But they taught me how to do it. And whenever I talked about building my own, or naming it my own name for my own kingdom, they acted like they got offended. Well, I didn't even know. I had to play with it for a minute to figure out how to make it all work. But they basically got me started, and I figured out the rest.
Right.
Well, anyways, I went ahead and named it my own deal. But I think they got offended because they gave me 6 gold in order to do it. I needed to do the relic, and I needed to make a tribe door. They call them tribes, not kingdoms. So I had to do a relic, and I had to do a tribe door. Well, it takes 5 gold each, and I only had 4.
Oh,
and
crap.
Gold is very valuable in the game. What?
I'm going through this dungeon, and my internet connection glitched, and I just realized I got to start all over again. I was already on the second floor. I got to go down to the third floor. I was almost done with the second floor. I was about to go to the third floor before I meet the dragon and, you know, get to start over on the 5-level dungeon. But now I got to do the 3-level dungeon all over again.
Nice. I hate it when it happens.
Oh, man. Did pretty good, though.
Cool.
This is a brand new character.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
You created a character as an alt or a character that plays with the previous character?
Yeah, they don't allow your alts to play at the same time, unless you got a unless you make a companion character, and they're more like pets.
Oh, okay, that's what I was saying. Is this a companion or is this an alt?
Yeah, this is an alt.
Okay.
Basically, for every alt you have, you can do this saga story and get a Pegasus for each character. That's something else I was saying. You know, I basically I woke up after 4 or 5 years of not playing, only to find out that every year they gave me a new character card. So I've got these 5 character cards extra.
Oh, so they allow you to have alts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you can pay for alts even. You go in and you buy oh, shoot. They sell the cards at Walmart. Basically,
oh, okay.
Nixon credits, whatever. Karma credits, I think is
what
they call
it. Well, that's the way to do it. You know, like, PK didn't like you to have alts. Well, if they would have charged people to have alts, then, or, you know, they granted you an alt a year.
Hey, how many alts can you play at one time? 1.
Not me.
Well, that's because you have a dozen phones sitting around you when you're doing it. But,
yeah.
You know, for most people...
I can play 3 alts at a time.
And have the
driving.
Other 9 doing something even though you're not playing.
No. Well, it depends on the game.
Right.
Okay, yes, I had all my alts making resources, you know, like, what was it, crude? Yeah, crude and sulfur, not sulfur, what was
crystal?
The other 2 things?
Some sort of crystal, if I remember right.
Oh, yeah, crystals and and then the other one was the Golem Factory.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you got to produce warriors, basically, workers.
Yeah. So I had alts that were producing workers, and those workers were producing other stuff. But you can only have so many towers and so many oil
so many
wells
golems.
And so many golems and so many this and so many that per character. So I had, I don't know how many alts I had. I had a half dozen alts.
Right. So basically you could have 12 times as much of everything. But you weren't the only one.
No. No. And so that's basically what I've got these guys doing. Now, okay. Where was I when I left? Because I got to rewind back to Noobville. But we were talking about layers, towers, gold. Oh, yeah, okay. He taught me how to, or he got me started at teaching me how to build my own kingdom. And so I did that. And he kind of went away, probably because I named it my own kingdom. I don't know. I guess he got offended or upset that I didn't use his name. I tried joining his kingdom, but I couldn't figure out how to join. He had to send me an invite. And he never sent me an invite to join his kingdom, so I couldn't join his kingdom. And you don't have to have a relic to join a kingdom. You just have to have one to start one.
Right.
Because I invited all my alts to join my kingdom. So my towers wouldn't attack them. So that's the other thing. Once you get towers and you build a kingdom, upgrade your towers to kingdom towers. Once you upgrade your tower to a kingdom tower, you cannot downgrade it, from what I understand. So once you build a tower and you have a kingdom and you want to protect all your members of your kingdom, then upgrade your towers to kingdom towers. And then if you have your own private stash that you want to protect, then don't upgrade those and have those in a, you know, separate area where you don't have to worry about them attacking your team members.
Right.
The nice thing is, towers won't attack anybody if they're outside of the walls, unless they attack your walls. So, if somebody attacks your castle, your towers will attack back. But they won't attack anybody, unlike the normal people, unless they actually enter your castle. And if you upgrade them to kingdom towers, then they will only attack intruders who are not kingdom members. So,
right.
So like, say you're gone for a few days, and so is everybody else, and nobody's maintaining the walls, and you get a hole in your wall. Somebody comes in and tries to steal stuff. Well, your towers will attack and kill them if you have enough of them.
Right. Provided they don't wear out.
Right. Oh, yeah, and that's the other thing. You have to make arrows, and you have to supply your towers with arrows.
Right.
So, yeah, all my towers right now have 200 arrows. And I've got a whole buttload more that I've got lined up on reserve that I have not loaded my towers with yet, because I'm planning on building more towers.
Something tells me that if ever we started a D&D game, you'd be a D&D game fanatic.
No, because, if it's an actual computer game and it's actually fun and not boring like the other one.
Oh, shoot.
But anyway,
I just restarted my computer because it started going wonky. My character started running off to the left uncontrollably. So I just shut down the computer and I'm restarting it.
So if you want to be a part of our kingdom, sign up for the There's 6 sections. Do not sign up for the seasonal section. That's where I'm at right now. It recycles every 90 days. So all
well,
this
seasonal.
Shit that I'm doing is going to go away in 3 weeks.
It's seasonal. Did you understand?
It's seasonal. I did not understand.
Winter. Fall.
Right.
Summer.
See, I did not know that, and I didn't put two and two together. When I first signed up, I signed up on the West Coast one. I was meaning to sign up in the Midwest one, but for some reason I signed up on the West Coast one. And
now,
then I thought, okay, well, people from PK, you know, our kingdom members in PK were all from all over the world.
Right.
And so I thought seasonal would be an international server or whatever option.
Is there anything you carry over when it resets?
Nothing. Everything goes to scratch.
You become like a brand new noob?
Everybody becomes a brand new noob.
You sure about that?
Not 100% sure, but if you look up on Facebook, the seasonal server under their Facebook like page, you'll see that there is information on it. And not in Facebook. I mean, there's a blurb, but it doesn't give you any specifics. You'll see my comment on there saying, I heard that it's only good for 90 days. It recycles every 3 months. Is this true? Nobody responded yet. But in that little forum or feed, whatever you want to call it, where people are commenting to the post, the post itself has a link to the page on their website that will tell you what you want to know. And from what I recall, it said everything resets. Everything resets. And so what it is it's more like a contest server. See who can get the most powerful and who can do this and who can do that in 3 months.
Right.
So it's a test of skill. And then they post on the website who the winners are.
Okay.
You
got 3 months to prove yourself.
Yeah, that's seasonal. Don't go to seasonal unless you're interested in the contest.
Right, so that's where you'd put one of your... Well, what happens when the seasonal ends? You pop up back into Noobsville, or does the character just completely cease to exist?
Oh, you have a default character, and that character can go on any server, but you cannot take your stuff from one server to another.
Okay.
So, you can be a noob on all 6 servers. Hang on. My work is calling.
Hey. And Mabinugi restarts. Yeah, this game... I like to stretch the window on it so it fills up the whole window. It has a windowed mode and a non-windowed mode. The problem with the non-windowed mode is you can't switch to other programs while you're playing the game. So I play in window mode. But then I have to grab the borders and stretch them out so it fills up the screen. Oh, my. Yeah. So, those listening that might be interested in playing Mysterio Legacy, I haven't been able to play it on my phone because my screen's too small, but I'll look into running it off the laptop. It looks to me a lot like Zelda. You know, the way it's set up. I mean, obviously it's not Zelda. Zelda, you don't get to build things. You just deal with what's there already. And, you know, that kind of stuff. But it has that look and feel about it, though, that Zelda-ish going through the woods, all nice square pattern, whatever. I don't know. I don't know if you get chopped down the trees or not. I'll have to ask Kano about that. I haven't really been able to play the game enough in order to make such a determination. Well, let's see now. Since I'm restarting, let's take advantage of this. I'll fire up my main character and have her heal up all the pets that I killed with the other character. Let's see how many character cards I got left. It looks like I got four more to go.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just saying about Mysterio Legacy that it has this Zelda appearance to it. And actually...
Yeah.
Actually, I have to correct that because my kids have played all of Zelda. And the last Zelda that I saw them playing actually looks a lot like Mabinugi. It's 3D.
Oh, okay. This is not really like Zelda. I mean, it has the Zelda look to it.
Right, the first Zelda. The first Zelda, where
Yeah, the old school Zeldas.
yeah, where you could burn
it's kind
the bushes
of a cross
one at
between.
A time.
It's kind of a cross between Zelda and PK.
Right.
So yeah, I like the game. The only problem is the rate of decay. They need to make your stuff decay slower.
Yeah, I do like the idea, though, of use it or lose it, all right?
Yes, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
One of the problems with PK is there's players that had massive amounts of stuff.
Yeah, but you could, the nice thing about PK was... You could destroy their stuff, though.
Yeah, that's true too. I just raised my horse from the dead, and another character came up and waved her phoenix feather. Whoa, she's got better healing ability than me.
The problem with Red Towers is. The people, there is no decay. In fact, when you log off, the people are still standing there.
Right.
And they stand there forever. So when they sign in for the first time, they end up in New York City. Well, so every time you go to New York City, it takes forever for that screen to load because there's a million players there.
New York City,
right?
Where's the
crowded road? I never go there. Actually, I did go there to hide one character because there's so many people you'd never find him. It was like trying to find Waldo.
Where's Waldo?
Yeah. So I hid one character there. And I'm not going to say which character that is, because that's a secret.
It was Kano.
Yeah, it was. not Kano, but it was Kano's alt.
Yeah, which variation of the vowel I and vowel O and vowel A did you use?
None. It's a variation of somebody else.
Oh.
Which is why I needed to hide it. No. All right, I'll spill the beans. He probably won't ever listen anyway. Red X 13. Red 13 was blowing up my shit.
Red X III?
Red X III.
Red X III?
He kept burning my flag, so I created an alt with his name to go after him.
Right.
So then, when he ran across his own character attacking himself, it would freak him out. And it did!
So what'd you name him? Red X LLL?
Basically, yeah. Because he had capital I had lowercase L. And it was funny because he was in chat and he was talking to, what's his face? Not forgot people's names. Not Gux. Imp. He was talking to Imp.
Right.
Impos. He goes, Imp, go to India and go, you know, this many fags over and blah, blah, blah. I found myself.
He found himself in India.
I found myself. I don't know if the devs are messing with me or what. And so then he built a tower right there where he, where his double stood, and named the tower, "You Can't Be Me." And
you should have built a tower right next to it and said, "Yes, I can."
No, because, well, I was going to surround his tower with flags, but, oh, here's the other funny thing. Inadvertently, I picked the exact character he did, but the problem was I picked the wrong flag color. You would have thought he would have picked red. No, he picked green.
Oh!
So I picked red because I thought his flags were going to be red.
You should have done some research first.
Well, yeah.
Well, you can still create another alt. It'd be red X ILI.
Oh, IIL.
IIL, ill. Oh, IILL. Red X ill.
Well, yeah, capital I's and lowercase L's all show up the same in the game.
Yeah, because they're using Arial for their font. That's one thing. I try to look. See, right now I'm going to check out the options. I'm going to see if I can change the font. If your letters don't have serifs on them, man.
Well,
letters should have serifs. Actually, help your vision.
He's over me attacking him now. He don't care, because Beta 2 is coming out.
Woohoo! Yeah, but is this Beta mass Beta, or is this
no,
a small group of people Beta?
Small group of people Beta. You have to be elected to be in the group.
Right.
Hang on, I gotta park this truck, and people are here, and I'm not supposed to be on the phone. Hang on.
Yeah. Right. So here I am on Mabinugi trying to figure out how to change the font. I'll probably end up going to the web page and putting in a question. How do I change the font? Because Arial sucks. Can't tell the difference between capital I's and lowercase L's. You know? And Arial does suck. It's if there's no serifs on your characters, it's actually bad on your eyes. Those serifs serve a function. It helps with your vision. So, yeah.
All right. I didn't see another truck here for me to get.
Right.
I might be stranded here. Well, I didn't lose signal, but the problem is I don't have sufficient signal in order to receive text messages, and apparently we have a big frac move or demob in about an hour.
So
I got to get back to the yard and get over to what's his face in an hour, and that's not going to happen.
So you got enough signal to do a phone call, but you don't have enough signal to actually receive text.
Yeah,
right.
Well, it used to be. I couldn't even call on the phone if I didn't have internet. But for some reason, it's working today.
Huh. Well. Yeah, well, I'm burnt. It's almost 9 p.m. here. And as soon as you're done with me, I'm going to set up my bed and go to sleep. I'm gonna stoke the fire one last time.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds pleasant in my earpiece.
Sorry, it's windy. All right, well, before you go, there's something I need to say about boot camp. To sign up for the game. Collect
boot camp
feathers. Mysteria Legacy.
Ah. So don't leave Noobsville until you've got lots of feathers.
Don't leave Noobsville until you have lots of feathers.
Define lots.
I'm sorry, what?
Define lots.
Basically, don't leave Newville until you get kicked out. You will graduate, and they will boot you out of Newville, and you won't be able to go back. While
so
you're
what
there,
can you do to slow down the rate at which you graduate?
Only collect feathers.
Only collect feathers.
Yep.
Okay.
That is the way to slow down your rate of graduation.
Right.
I gotta find this truck I'm hoping to get. Oh, and silver. Okay, here we go. FPF 647.
Feathers and silver.
Feathers and silver. Silver is valuable.
What?
Feathers are valuable.
You mean there's a game that admits that silver is of value?
Yes. I got a problem. My truck's not here. Problem.
All right, do you want to do the closeout tonight?
Go ahead and close, because I'm going to have to hang up and call dispatch, because I can't call or text them until I get off the phone.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Go ahead and
close.
Tomorrow we're going to do a political podcast at this number at 5 p.m. We have 63 international numbers. Go ahead and finish. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Okay, folks, this is the conclusion of the supplemental D&D podcast. I guess this is the Sunday Gamer edition. like we're big-time gamers. If you're interested in finding out more about our podcast, you can go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Let me say that again because my tongue was tripping over itself. DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where you can find out how to contact us, how to call in, how to be, you can listen to us live, or you can actually talk to us at the same time. Imagine that. We might actually learn something. Please teach us something. Oh, well. All right, as he was saying, Mondays, 5 p.m. Central Time, we are going to have a political podcast. Scrap, I guess is the name of it, and it'll be Manic Mondays. All right. Kano says basically he'll probably be doing, you know, monologue on that, his observations of what's going on and who, what, where, and why. And honestly, I will attempt to join in on that when I can. But, you know, hey, I got the farm that I need to be working on, and occasionally people hire me. So I can't really guarantee that I'll be available on Mondays, but listen in. I'm sure it'll be very interesting. I know I'll be listening. Talk to you later. Good night.